Good morning, good morning. Just to remind everyone, so tomorrow, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, won't be sure, so I probably won't be able to make it to Yeshiva. Okay, so a lot of Rav Amital's phraseology that's associated with Rav Amital is humanity, naturalism, human instinct, which is strange, because in Avodas Hashem, you have to submit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And that's more or less the story of the Akedah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram towards something which is counterintuitive at a human level, and the challenge more or less is for Avram to submit to Hashem and to prioritize Hashem's will over his own personal instincts, morality, and love for his son. But there are points, in Avodas Hashem, where we want our personal sentiments and our morality and our ability. For example, Lefnei Mishur HaSadim, we don't just act out of halachic mandate, but we act when we think we have to be kind and correct and compassionate. But what about the halachic realm? Can human morality and natural instinct, can it affect halacha? You think halacha is this cold, objective system when it comes to interpersonal relationships, so you don't just act because halacha commands you. You act because you feel it's right, and you bring your moral sentiment, and you bring your moral values. But in halacha, it's calculus. Halacha is either right or wrong. Halacha is Hashem's ratzon. You have to follow Hashem's ratzon, regardless of human instinct. So in a very famous sikha, Rav Amital quoted a great-grandson of the Chassam Sofer, wrote a sefer on Kulin called the Dor Revi. And in the Dor Revi, he poses the following question. What happens if you were stranded on a desert island? And to survive, you were facing the following choice. You could either eat non-shechted meat, you could, I don't know, let's call it even a pig. Let's say you grabbed a pig and you ate it, so you're violating a clear issur d'oraisa. Or your other choice would eat human flesh of a survivor, which is definitely not usur at the same level of severity as pig meat or non-shechted meat. It doesn't appear as a law in the Torah. At most, you're violating a mitzvah's essay. You're probably even violating less. Maybe you're a bonding. Cannibalism is not asur min haTorah. It doesn't have to be. It's disgusting. It's repulsive. So if you look at it from a pure halacha calculus standpoint, maybe you should eat the human flesh because it's less asur than the pig meat, or it's less asur than the non-shechted meat. You want to try to limit your isurim. So Rav Amital felt this was an instance in which you could use human emotions to affect the psak. And in this case, even though it's more usur to eat pig meat, you should eat the pig meat or the non-kosher fish, because the alternative to consume human flesh is just repugnant and repulsive. Now, what does this mean? Can therefore you suspend halacha just based on moral sensitivity? You find halacha you don't think is right in your own moral world? You obviously not. Halacha is immutable. Halacha is based on the same principle of Akedas Yitzchak. Sometimes you understand it, sometimes you don't understand. You keep halacha. The many halachas you don't understand as teenagers that you'll understand one day as grown adults. A lot of sexual laws which seem very restrictive and very suffocating were held up to the Western civilization standards of healthy sexual expression. When you're older, you'll realize that the Shabbos when you're younger seems very restraining and suffocating. When you get older, you realize, even when you're younger, you realize the value of Shabbos at a certain point. So you follow Hashem's ratzon, and some things you'll never understand in life. But this is a case where you are in a halachically compromised situation to begin with. Namely, you're on a desert island. You have to eat something. You have to violate an isser. You don't have kosher food. You don't have Rami Lefi. You're going to violate an isser. You're either going to violate pig meat or human flesh. So now you're in a halachically compromised situation when you choose which isser to violate, because you have to, for pikuach nefesh, when you choose which isser Hashem wants you to consume, do you base it on cold calculus, which is more usser, which is less usser? Or do I thread human sensibility into that cold calculus? So be very careful. The Ramatel statement should never allow you to think that you can violate halacha because it doesn't accord with your human sensitivity. Under normal conditions, you wake up one morning, you have a mitzvah, you perform that mitzvah, whether you agree with it or not. It's just a question of threading psak with human sensitivity in unique situations. So, for example, let's say a person's stuck, and the two people stuck at an army base, and all you have is one kezias of matzah. Sound familiar? Two people in the desert. So, when it comes to the two people in the desert, it's a clear gevurah, and you have a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, because people are going to die. Here, what should you do? Should one person eat the kezias and be out to the mitzvah, and the other person not eat at all? So, Rami Tal suggests that maybe you should share the kezias. Because here again, you're not not saying, oh, I don't want to eat matzah. It doesn't make sense to have an upset stomach because why should I eat ancient bread unleavened that has nothing to do with... You're saying, now there's kazayis matzah, and if I follow the strict extrapolation of that gemara of the one flask of water, maybe one person should eat the kazayis while the other person draws. What type of Pesach is that if you're sitting there chopping away your matzah and the person next to you is not having any matzah? So here's when you're in compromised situations and the lacha isn't clear, so can you use rather than when you're facing a clear and obvious psak in Shulchan Aruch? You can never, never violate a clear and obvious psak in Shulchan Aruch because of human sensitivity. So this is interesting. The role of naturalism, human instinct, not just in Avodas Hashem in general, which Rav Amital wrote extensively about, you can read his Sefer, it's full of this issue, but how can natural instinct affect psak? So it can't over-tell a psak, but when you're in compromised situations, and it reflects the fact that psak is not something which is, you can't paskin, Rav Amital would always say this, you can't paskin through a computer. Psak is real, psak is human beings, psak is understanding their needs. I spoke a couple of weeks ago, before some of you guys joined, a story once where a man came from a kibbutz to the yeshiva on a cold winter Shabbos in the middle of a snowstorm and told Rav Amital that the electricity to the hothouse that was the incubator in which his little chicks and eggs were being warmed, the electricity fell on Shabbos. So what can he do? So Rav Amital put on his coat, put on his boots, and trekked all the way to Kfar Etzion to hear the cry of the chickens. Not the cry of the baby, the cry of the chickens. I can't really paskin here, sitting here in a warm kitchen in Alon Shavuot or in Gush. In yeshiva, in the Gush Yeshiva, then had this person in Kfar Etzion. Rav Amital would always say, if you want to paskin about a Shabbos elevator, go climb the steps first. It's easy to say the Shabbos elevator is possible to actually go there and see you've got 10, 12 flights of stairs for older people. So first go feel, if you want to paskin about an iguna, don't sit in your office. Go speak to the woman and see what she's going through, see her pain. Again, you can't just annul the marriage. It's not a Jewish concept, but can you rely on this sniff? Can you rely on that approach? So halacha has to be real and personal, A, and your identification with the events, and B, even sometimes by infusing the halacha calculus with human moral instincts within halacha. Compromise situation, two choices, what should you say? Another case, which is even more provocative, which I'm not sure I agree with, that the Doravi said, is what happens if you're in a burning building and you have to run out in the middle of the night and you're not dressed? Should you just run out naked? Should you put on clothing with the only clothing available or women's clothing? Again, it's a hypothetical case. So the only clothing around is a dress. So you can either run out naked, which wouldn't be any isser, but it would be so offensive to human sensibilities, or should you cover your body with a woman's dress? So the Doravi said you should cover yourself with a woman's dress. I find that case a little bit more problematic. Because there, you're not choosing which is it to violate. You're choosing between non-halachic violation and halachic violation. In the case of the desert island, you have to violate halacha for the sake of pikuach nefesh. There's no violation, you didn't claim the mitzvah. In the case of the burning building, there's no halachic prohibition running out naked. It's just uncomfortable to you and to others. But can you violate halacha because of personal discomfort? I'm not so sure those cases are similar, though the Doravi, this Greek grandson of Chassam Sofer, quoted them in juxtaposition. Anyway, the afterword of that story is that after Rav Amital gave his shir, everyone ran to Rav Lichtenstein and asked him what he would do, which meat he would consume, the pig meat or the human flesh. And Rav Aaron said, the human flesh. And Rav Aaron said that halacha has to be calculated, and there's a very important moment in the lore of yeshiva that you can have Rosh Yeshivas disagreeing respectfully about an idea. There was no argument or debate. It was just an interesting question about the ability for human instinct in very, very limited cases. I want to say this for the 10th time in the last 5 minutes. Don't say that, therefore, I disagree with halacha because of human sensibility, I can overtell you. It means under unique situations, you can influence the halachic process internally if there is flexibility within the halachic process through human emotions rather than just cold, calculated psych. Okay? Have a good day, everyone.